Guys, welcome back to FX the podcast. This is your host, Fading Finos. Just want to say before we start the podcast, if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any streaming platforms, just tune on to YouTube. Because trust me, you're in for a surprise. It's our first video podcast with a very special guest, but also a very special co-host. So, without any further ado, let's please welcome first our co-host. Hello.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Fulwali, the new co-host for the podcast.
The co-host here. It's funny, I think. Alright, let's invite our guest. And how to describe our guest today, Yusuf?
He's Qatar's only weekend.
Qatar's our own weekend. So let's please, without any further ado, let's please welcome Aslamullah.
Welcome
to the show.
How's it going, guys? Thank you for having me.
No problem.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's I've heard your podcast and it's actually quite I'm quite honored myself to be here.
Thank you so much.
You know, you have a huge audience. Your podcast topics are relevant and very engaging. So I have to say, I'm a fan.
Thank you. We're a fan of your works, honestly. So before we start, let me just show you how the podcast works. We have three different parts. We have number one, the questions, amazing questions made by the co-host and me. And then we have two, which is the discussions room. We talk about any topics you want to talk about, any topics that's relevant. And topics that fans want here.
Sure.
Third, we got the fan favorite, which is the preference round. Really quick, short burst of questions.
Okay.
Like, what's your favorite color? What's the favorite furniture you have?
Quick fire rounds,
Quick fire rounds. Last
no problem.
One.
I'm all for quick fire rounds.
Right, awesome. Let's go. All right, let's start with the questions. But before we start with the questions, I want to ask you, to the fans who are not sure of who you are, how do you describe yourself?
Well, that's an interesting question. I would say that I'm a writer, okay. I'm a musician, and I'm someone who wanted to create something for the people of Qatar, residents and Qataris alike. I wanted to give people something that celebrates life and culture here. And I thought music is, it's a global language. Everybody understands and follows music. So I would say I'm a musical fan. I'm a fan of Qatar, and I wanted to create something that brings those two things together. That's it.
That's a great answer, honestly. That's a great answer.
Did you find social media the best way to put it out there?
I mean, my first audience for any song to this day are my students. I'm normally an English teacher by day. And I would say that I show my songs to my students first. After that, I do use social media. I'm very busy during the day to promote it as much as I would like to. So I use social media. I use Instagram. I use TikTok now. I use Facebook, I use YouTube, and it's interesting that those two platforms, particularly YouTube and Instagram, I've got two separate followings on both platforms. There might be some overlap, but social media is a great way of getting media out there, allowing people to connect with the media. Not only that, people can then use that media. So with TikTok, for example, there's there's so many different reels of my recreation of Shakira's Waka Waka. People have used that audio to create all different types of videos, whether it's filming the World Cup buses, going to a stadium and driving past a stadium and using that audio. And that's only possible with social media. Let's say how many years ago social media been in play now. In the past, that wouldn't have been possible. Someone had to go around with a camcorder, record it, edit the audio on top, and then hopefully find some way of putting it out there.
That is true.
Social media has made all of that a possibility.
100% agreed. Like, for example, this podcast itself, this started off from a phone.
It started off from a phone.
Two guys, we were playing video games, we were like, let's do a podcast, and let's look where we were. Yeah,
exactly. You don't need to be qualified of any sort. If you want to start something and you have a dream to pursue it, start off from your phone. Everyone has a phone nowadays.
Wise words.
Exactly. So it just made it easier for the people of Earth.
Unable to the more expensive or not unachievable goods. Like, you don't need the best equipment. Honestly.
No, you don't.
You don't need the best. You just need something that you have.
You know, I always say that all of my music, all of this, there's currently 3.6 million hits on YouTube. There's over 60,000 subscribers on YouTube. I don't know how many followers there are on Instagram, but some of those followers are very important people in the state of Qatar. And it's such an honor to to see that people are interested in my music, but it all started with an idea. I was driving through Katara, Camila Cabello's Havana was popular at the time, and I thought, isn't it a shame that people have to use songs about, you know, Havana is not even anywhere near Katara, right? Isn't it a shame that people have to use Western songs and then try to link it to making a reel about Qatar, for example? Wouldn't it be interesting if there was a Qatarized song which actually celebrated life here? So I sat down with my, opened my iPhone, like you say, it starts with an iPhone. Opened my iPhone and started writing down Qatar in Qatar, you know, rather than Havana, oh na na, it was Qatar, oh na na. By the end of that day, I'd composed the chorus. Went in, showed my students, and they said,
I remember you. So, bit of context to the listeners. I used to be a student of his in school, in GEMS. Shout out to GEMS. I remember during every drama English lesson, you always used to find a way to just give a small plug-in of your own videos. And I thought it was a great way to like actually relate to you, relate all the rest of the music industry to Qatar, because there isn't anything specific to Qatar.
And it was way before I came to even to GEMS. My first song was a few schools ago. And the students actually encouraged me. They said, "Sir, finish the song off." Finished it off, found a singer, put it out there, and it started gaining popularity. And the next song, which is about expat life, specifically in Qatar, "We Ain't Ever Leaving Doha," based on "Closer" by Chainsmokers. Mm-hmm. That I wrote the song, got the singer to sing it, because I had to sing myself. I had to get a female singer to sing her parts. We combined the song, put it out there. Overnight, okay, this is the power of social media. Overnight, Her Excellency Sheikh Al Mayasa reposted it. I woke up to so many messages on Instagram and likes and questions and everything. I was going to school, so I didn't even have time to look through all of that, okay? Literally, I went in, had registration on my form, and then my phone kept ringing. I turned my notifications, I put it on silent. Then I checked what was going on, and I saw what happened. And I was like, wow, I was blown away by the response, okay? People were responding in such positive ways because it said, you know, we're all expats and we came to Doha and we ain't ever leaving Doha. So it was celebrating expat life for the first time. Nothing had ever done that before. And from that, I was encouraged to make more songs. I kept on going. I think The Outfit Behind You was one of the more challenging songs. It was the weekend released Blinding Lights.
Oof.
And I kept listening to that song. And I was actually in the Pearl when that song came out. I heard it with a friend of mine and I thought, this is amazing. And the music video was amazing. The beats were amazing. The lyrics were fantastic. And I thought, let's change that up. Let's make it about Qatar. So I wrote the song, sang the song. And I thought, right. Another friend of mine said, this song deserves a music video. I said, listen. Up until that point, every song was a lyric video. Because it's hard to go around filming in Doha. It takes time, it's hot, okay? But my friend said, listen, this song, this audio deserves a music video. So, went to Bentley's, and I said, hi, I need to borrow one, okay? Should we borrow one for the night? Okay, and they said, well, you can make that happen.
Okay? Shout out to Bentley.
So, I had one, and got the outfit together, found the sunglasses, went out there, filmed in LaSalle, filmed in the Pearl. There was a part where I had to hang out on the side of a car, just filming the lights of Doha, right, with my iPhone, and hoping that I don't drop the phone, just to get those, not the blinding lights idea, where it's fast cut. And put that video out there, and the response to that was amazing, and so many people responded positively to it.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, that's great. I'll be honest with you, my favorite work of yours is The Blinding Lights.
Yeah?
Honestly, it's amazing. I love it. I love the video, I love the music, it's amazing. I love your dances, by the way.
Oh yeah, the dancing was, there were more dances that were cut out actually on that music video. Okay, but it was fun. I was like, I enjoyed this. So I followed that up with this one over here. You can see this is Uptown Funk. Mm. The hat was on that mannequin, but with my friends, we went, on the jet skis one day and the hat went flying off, okay?
Oh no!
Yeah, so that hat's somewhere in the bottom of the sea, okay? But I filmed that, that was a fun one to make. Yeah. The Aladdin one, again, huge shout out to Marriott Marquis. They allowed me to use a helipad to film the Aladdin video. And that was the only word I can describe that experience with. It really was magical.
I was actually cast as Aladdin.
Yes, you were.
I was cast as Aladdin for school play.
Didn't we play Aladdin at the same time?
We did.
Because you were Aladdin in the school production, yes. And I said, wow, you have a modern day Aladdin. The Disney film had just come out.
Yeah.
And then I was in a married marquee with that outfit and that.
So, just to be fair, there was two Aladdins in Qatar and there was one in the US. So,
that's right, at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. Three Aladdins, bro. Alright, so.
I can relate so much.
Alright.
Okay, so with all this, obviously, you're gaining popularity. Are you willing to change it up, try some, experiment something else in the different fields of the internet?
You're good.
Thank you.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I, you know, as teachers, we're always encouraging young people to be innovative. Innovation is key to the many pathways to success. And I was always encouraging my students to be daring, to take risks, to be entrepreneurial. And I thought, apps are one of the ways forward. Wouldn't it be great? Music aside. So I made a song, which is, I'll release when there's 50 days to go of the World Cup. Ooh. And that's preparing people for the World Cup. Okay.
Is this the first time you told on a show or anywhere that you're going to release a new song?
That's right. This is the first mention of a song I've mentioned anywhere, okay, that I'm making a song for the
FXF exclusive.
Okay. And I had the instrumental. So I made the instrumental. This is an original song, by the way. It's not a parody of anything.
Oh.
So I sat down and I started, you know, and I had the beat and I thought, I like the beat alone. So I took the beat, I made the song, but then as an offshoot, I decided to try and make a mobile game. There wasn't a single game featuring Qatar. There wasn't one. And just like there wasn't a single song featuring Qatar, I thought, there's not a single game we need, because Qatar has amazing places. And it's not enough to see it on a social media post, to see it on some reel.
Exactly.
Okay, wouldn't it be great if you could interact with those environments? And what do young people like to do? They like to play mobile games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge Mario fan. Okay, Mario on Street Fighter, I grew up with as a kid. So I thought, let me make a Mario style game set in Qatar, based on football. And the kickoff price, it took 3 months to make. Loads of drawings and designing. Finding glitches, my students helped out even figuring out some of the glitches. They were some of the first testers of the beta version. And then Apple approved it, and it's on the app market right now. Now, here's the thing. I am not a fan of those apps that charge you. Microtransactional, even if it's a paid app. I said, no, I'm interested in that. I, with my music and with my game, I wanted to create a legacy, something you can leave behind. And you question that legacy if there's money involved. So I made it completely free. I make enough as a teacher to be able to put money into a game people can enjoy completely free. And the response was amazing. And there were mothers actually writing reviews saying, my children love this game. It's kid friendly, it's ages 3 and up, and it celebrates football. Qatar is a huge country for celebrating sports. You know, the use of sports is one of our soft powers, as it were. So I wanted to give people something that they can enjoy on the go. There are about 5 levels, and it's completely free.
Okay, I can't say anything about the game because I haven't played it, but Yusuf,
No, I've played it, and as you said, the Mario Kart theme, that's an amazing idea. Not only for the children, but also for the older people who have played Mario Kart, can go back and enjoy the game like they used to with Mario Kart. One thing I loved was how you had all the famous landmarks of Qatar in the background. Lusail, Qatara, Zuwaqaf, and that is like, all of these landmarks haven't been published.
Yeah.
Like, on the social media, they're only relying on social media to post those new places out there. But Qatar has grown in the past 10 years.
It really has.
It's been a huge change, even from roads to malls to everything. And this was like a perfect way to show people who don't live in Qatar what it's really like.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I remember when I came here 2014, August the 14th, 2014. And I remember being taken on a tour of Doha. And that tour consisted of Landmark. okay. I love Landmark. Landmark is the OG. Landmark is the OG mall.
I was there earlier today.
Landmark is the OG mall. I remember going to Landmark. I remember going to Villaggio. I remember being shown the fake sky. I think, wow, Truman Show. Okay. But there wasn't a lot. Qatar was a growing country. It's one of the things that I love about Qatar, by the way.
Mm.
That it's growing. That we have all been part of that growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen things grow up. We've seen Festival City go up.
Yeah.
By the way, I thought Festival City was going to be a
theme park.
I will not lie to you. I thought it was going to be a theme park, but it was actually a mall. And I actually love Festival City now. You know, Mall of Qatar went up.
Yeah.
You know, Mushadib opened up. Mushadib didn't exist before. Okay. So, like you say, it's a growing country, but I wanted to showcase some of the places that I love, like Sahel and you know, the first time I went to the Pearl, I remember I went to just the boulevard, and I thought, this is it, this is the Pearl. But, you know, it's grown and it's amazing now. And so I hope that my game showcases some of that.
I think it definitely does, yeah.
Okay, so I want to ask you, so you said you've grown a lot. Obviously, we've reached a place where the moment I hear music, any, like, show your music to anyone, everyone recognizes it immediately.
That's really, really mind-blowing to hear.
Honestly, it's the truth. So before this show in the morning, I was just talking to my friends. I was like, I have a podcast we're going today. It's gonna be fun. And I asked them, and they were like, who is it? I'm like, before I tell you, let me just show you guys his work. And I showed him The Weeknd, because that's my personal favorite, The Weeknd. So I showed him, and they were like, I know this person.
Wow, that's amazing.
Everyone, it's immediately recognizable. And I want to ask you, so you've grown a lot. You've got like 3.6 million views just on one video, so like,
yeah.
60k more followers. Honestly, in a great position right now. But how was the journey to reach there? How was it? Was it amazing at the start? Because we all know those TikTok stars who grow like to millions overnight. But is it like that, or was there more hard work into it?
No, to be honest with you, my friends have put up with a lot of this, because I'm not one of those musicians that sit down and write a song. No, I'll go about my day. During my drive to work, some of my song comes, I'll compose some of my song. Okay, my driver's driving, and that's those 20 minutes that I'm being driven to work, I put some lyrics together. But I won't lie, then I've got school for the whole day. The next couple of lyrics might come together when I'm with my friends in an absolutely random place. So walking towards Mushadib, okay, walking through Mushadib, lyric comes to mind, right? Because you're there, you're thinking, and a lot of my friends, okay, have lines in the song that are dedicated only to them. Okay, so there's a story behind every line. Okay, for example, one of my friends, he always, you know, when driving in the Lexus, he'll say, "Oh, Aslam, you go in the back, okay?" And the friend that's also our mutual friend that will sit on his left. So just as a little tribute to that, I wrote in one of my songs, you know, with my best friend riding in the back. Okay, it's the Doha Road based on a cowboy song. Take my
horse. Old
Town Road. Old Town Road. But I put a line as a tribute just directly to him. He knows and I know, and now the audience knows. But every one of those lines in my song has a story. My friends have had to see me say, "I'm sorry, guys. I know we're socializing, but 2 minutes. Get my phone out, I start writing some of the lyrics, okay? Save. Just 2 minutes, okay?" Because, and that's the thing about creativity. It takes time. But you have to strike while the iron is hot. When you have an idea, write it down. I don't care what it's about, whether it's for a book, whether it's because you have an idea for a Netflix series, whether it's because you have an idea for an essay that you're writing, whether it's anything, okay? Write it down, because if you let that idea go, your brain might not hold it for the next day. Other things, stresses might come in the way. So it's not been, I'm not one of those stars that have grown overnight, okay? There's no shortcut and there's no hack to hard work. Okay, you know that there's a story that I always tell my students, which is that Muhammad Ali was once in training in the gym. Okay, and he was doing sit-ups. And there's a journalist out there interviewing him, just like you're interviewing me now. And they asked him, how many do you do to be a champion of the world? You know what he said? He said,
"Only count after."
"I don't start counting until it hurts." Okay, there is no shortcut and no hack to hard work. You have to put the hours and you have to put the time in, and there will be times when things will seem impossible. You know, when I first filmed the Weeknd video, I filmed it on an iPhone. The footage was terrible. I didn't know. I went home. Footage was terrible. It was too dark. It was too grainy. Okay, back to the drawing board. Hired a professional camera. Okay, a professional cameraman. Great friend of mine, by the way. And he had his professional camera. He went around. You know, every shot that you see in that video took about 10 minutes of adjusting the camera before we could shoot that 5 second scene. So there's no shortcut to hard work. You have to put whatever dream or ambition you have, you have to put the hard work in. You know, the internet teaches, and you know, TikTok and everything teaches you about hacks.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
For success, you have to put the hard work in. There's no hack for success. You know, this idea of instant millionaire and instant views counts. No, no, no. Unless you have a huge marketing team behind you, view counts, followers, everything takes time. That's what I have found.
Yeah. And you see nowadays on TikToks, you come across a video of a guy who has a six pack and he's working out, he'll give you how to get abs within 3 days.
3 day abs don't work. It does not exist.
Exactly.
Your body doesn't work like that.
However, there's a younger audience. There's a young audience on TikTok.
Impressionable.
And it's their impression, exactly. So, and they believe it. They start to do it. If they don't see a result within 3 days, they'll just give up.
Yeah. I always think that, you know, working out, I work out 3 times a week. It's part of, a healthy diet is important, is part of that. And, you know, food companies have a responsibility to also promote healthy eating as well. Mm-hmm. As a teacher, I try to promote healthy eating among my students. I very rarely use the elevator in my school. I try to fly up the stairs to show students, so look, when you're using the stairs, you should use the stairs too. The stairs are part of daily exercise. My gym instructor used to say, it's free exercise using the stairs. It's just free. It's like going to the gym for like 30 seconds. Okay, so I completely agree with you. There is no... there's definitely no 3 day abs, okay? I don't care what anyone says.
No.
And it's just you have to put the time in. You know, my first song didn't have that many hits. You know, it was just a lyric video, and it's the second one that instantly blew up. Then there was a series of songs that I loved, which didn't get that much of a following. Then there was a song that I put out there, which I enjoyed. You know, I enjoyed making it. I didn't sing it, sung by Shakira sounded like. And I only put it out there because Shakira was visiting Qatar Foundation. And that blew up. So you never know which of your passionate dreams is gonna come to life, but you have to just keep at it. Imagine if I gave up after that first song, we wouldn't be sitting here, none of these would exist. And this would all be just pipe dream.
I would be sitting at home.
You'd be sitting at home.
So talking about pursuing and continuing your dreams, if you were to give tips for the audience of Qatar specifically, because the outsiders, the Westerns, is obviously a lot of tips that won't apply to the people of Qatar because it's a very different conditions. So are there any tips you would give for young entrepreneurs that are trying to get up?
We've made a lot of videos in this region. We've made a lot of videos of connecting directly to the region. We made a game that is surrounding just the country itself. So just like Yusuf said, I'm gonna repeat what he said. It's like any tips for this region specifically.
Qatar is a very young country, okay, and that's one of the great things about it. I remember when Snoonu started up. Snoonu is quite an established brand. I remember when it was starting up, my friend of mine said, use the app, you know, help the app to grow. So Qatar is a growing country, and when I mean growing country, I don't just mean economically or geographically or in terms of population. I mean, it's growing in terms of its infrastructures, its the things that Qatar has to offer. So if someone wants to create something in this country, find something that doesn't exist, okay? It could be a company that comes and walks your pet, for example, okay?
Or a company.
Yeah, it could be a company that, you know, horse riding. I'm a big equestrian fan. I ride here and there. And it could be a company that helps young people to get onto horse riding, because at the moment it's shakab, but there are new up and coming companies that help connect people who love horse riding to horses. And you have to find something that doesn't exist. And that's a hard thing, okay? That's the whole thing about being entrepreneurial. You don't find something that already exists and think, how can I improve it? That you can do, by the way. But the disruption to any kind of market is when you find something, you find a gap, and as I said, Qatar, there's a lot that can be created in this country. Find something that doesn't exist, the game didn't exist, the music didn't exist. Find something that doesn't exist and work at it, and you have to keep going at it. And that idea I got from Dyson. When I was a young kid, I was doing my A-levels, and Dyson was, he done a talk for us, the man who created the bagless vacuum. He said he had a problem. His vacuum cleaner wasn't picking up dust. Okay, there was a loss of suction. So he opened his vacuum cleaner up on his kitchen table, and he found there was a hole in the bag. And he said, well, why is the bag here for? Okay, so he created, there, right there on the kitchen table, the first bagless vacuum. Not every vacuum is bagless, okay, nearly the successful ones. So if you have to find the gap, find something that doesn't exist, or find a problem, okay, that you can solve, offer that as a service, create the product, whatever it is, and you know, nobody will succeed overnight. It takes time, but you have to keep at it.
I didn't even know like the vacuums used to have bugs, to be honest.
Oh yeah, see, there you go. There's a generation gap there. Okay, but there was a time when bags used to have vacuums, and I'm telling you, those days were a nightmare. I remember, because the hardest part is what? Emptying that bag and throwing it in the bin, because you were putting it dust everywhere. Okay, you have to take two showers after that. He created a bagless vacuum cleaner, and so you know, find the gap. Find the gap. Find a product that's missing. And in Qatar, if you think hard enough, again,
it's an untapped market. There's a lot of potential in this market. It's very young, just like you said.
It's apps, it's products, it's services, anything, okay? For me, it was music. I like to write. You know, I mean, before I was an English teacher, I was an English student. You know, I was a fan of English, and I enjoyed writing, so I started writing, and it's something that didn't exist. You know, all your fans have different products and services and talents. You know, a talent, the worst thing a talent could be is wasted. So don't hold your lips, don't refrain because of fear of failure. You know, failure is only a failure if you allow it to bring you down. Okay, if you fail at something and you try it and you improve, then it's not a failure. That failure is actually a lesson. Okay, so you know, that's something for young people to really take away from this. And like you said, you know, there's no overnight success. It doesn't work like that. And I do want young people, your listeners, to understand that point, that they have to work hard. They may have accelerated success, okay, at something. They could grow within a year. My stuff grew within a year. Or they could grow over 6 years. But the important thing is this. The young people of today will one day be the older generation of tomorrow, okay? And I want them to look back and say, hey, I did that. You know what? I tried that. I tried this. It's stories for you to tell your children and your children's children that I tried this. You know, for me personally, when I look back, I can tell that when I'm an old man that I did this. It didn't exist and I did this. And it's something that I put together. And, you know, an old friend of mine said to me, always think and act like a 60-year-old. Why? Because then you're not going to care. You're going to go ahead and do it. You think, well, I haven't got many years left. Let me try this. Let me try and put this together. Because what have I got to lose? Young people of today think that they have, that tomorrow is distant dots. Okay, and that, you know,
I have time. I can do it.
You really don't know how much time you have. Okay, so you know, they say carpe diem, seize the day. Try it. Go for it. If you fail, try it again. If you fail at something, try something else. Okay, but if you want to succeed, you have to put the hours in. Before you put the hours in, you have to find your passion. You have to find something that you enjoy. I personally enjoy making the music, but what I enjoy most, which is why I agreed to come on your show, is to get other people to enjoy it. You know, my favorite thing is watching people enjoy the music. You know, and they, you know, they like the song, they share it, they comment on it, and that's something else, to watch something that you've created be shared and to be enjoyed by other people. So, find something that you like. This is my advice to you, your young listeners. Find something you like. Put your time and effort into it. Keep at it. Don't give up. And you never know where you'll end up. You really, really don't know. And don't be afraid to ask. You know, when I was... What did I do? I wouldn't ask Bentleys. Okay? They might say no. Here's the thing about no. In English and Arabic, what's the Arabic word for no? La, right? It's a very small word. Okay, in English... It's two letters. Okay, in Arabic, it's two letters. Lam alif. Okay, yes has more. Yes has three. Okay, naam, yes has three letters in English, in Arabic as well. Okay, so small. The word no is a very, very small word in English and in Arabic. Take it on the chin. Okay, ask again. Ask somewhere else. You never know. Somebody might say yes. You know, my plan after Porsche, after Bentley, was to go ahead and ask Porsche, but thank God Bentley said yes. Okay. So you just never know. Be daring. You know, as I always say, dare to believe.
Listen, I don't want to make this podcast about me, but other podcasts. But I think I think your advice is very relatable and very true, because I can agree what you said, because our podcast, the way we get our guests, it's a secret, but I'm going to let it out for this episode, is that we DM every single guest there is.
I saw your DM.
We literally DM everyone there is in Qatar. And the ones we get, yes, we take them on. Yeah, so you know, well, we move on to the next one.
Exactly. What's the worst that can happen?
What's
the worst that can happen? Someone can just say no.
From a 10, from the 10 no's, you got one yes, and that's you.
Wow. So I feel really honored. I didn't know that.
Yeah, honestly, the thing is, there's always a no. Especially the hardest part was when we started. It was just two kids, just me and one of my friends.
Yeah.
And we just talked on the mic. You expect anyone to come on a show? No one did. But then we started being consistent, and then we gave commitment, and we slowly started growing, and now we're interviewing you, so we kind of cut us. That's fun.
We kind of cut. I like that. That's a nice thing to say. I mean, imagine, you know, and one of my future dreams, okay, is to perform with The Weeknd, okay, to duet with him. Imagine, half of it's his song, half of it's my song. Oof. You know, make that happen.
That'd be
I'm wearing an outfit, he's wearing his outfit, so okay, cool. Both on the stage, something else.
I'm excited, I don't know what
okay. And that's...
You never know.
That's one of my future dreams.
It is very possible.
Your music is pretty famous, right? If we can come to Qatar for a FIFA match.
Yeah.
And there's some concert going on.
Yeah.
Listen, we should, as kids, as people, we should like protest. Bring it to the ground. We should not protest. I'm joking, guys. It's a joke.
We're protesting this country.
It's a joke. Encourage the,
yes,
the coming together.
That's right. Encourage.
That's what I meant.
I mean, I tell you. When I saw on my Instagram page that Naomi Campbell liked the post, which is based on The Greatest Showman, right? This is the greatest state, okay? Oh. She liked the post. That like is still there. And she followed me. Okay, and I didn't follow her back until 6 months later. Apparently it's rude not to follow someone back. Okay, so you know, you really, really never know what the possibilities are. You know, and I always say dream, you know, dream and aim high, you know, aim for the stars, you know, because you never know what you'll hit. And look how your channel has grown, like you said, you know, you started off as humble beginnings. Now look where you are, you know, and who knows where you will be.
Thank God. Thank you, guys. It's all because of you.
Be
the next Logan Paul, inshallah. Well, thank you, guys. It's all because of you.
I met Logan Paul. You met Logan Paul?
Yeah, she did.
You did?
Where?
I did. I was in London and I was walking through Selfridges. And he was there shopping. And look, here's the thing about young people, okay? I do want to, and I was talking about some of my students recently. If you see someone famous, go and ask him or her, hi, can I get a picture with you and of you? They will say yes, but they will appreciate the gesture.
Yeah.
I said, hey, do you mind if I get a video with you? I'm a teacher. I wasn't a musician back then, okay? And do you want to give some advice to some of my listeners? He said, yeah, sure, let's go for it.
Actually?
Yeah, actually. That's so on Twitter, cool. If you type in Aston Villa and you slogan ball, you'll see it. And he was such a great guy. He said to my students, okay, hi guys, I'm with the teacher Aston Villa. Okay, great personality, and do your homework, go to school, okay? And you know, he gave them the academic encouragement, basically. So what a great guy!
Yeah.
That's before I was Qatari music badge.
When was this? Was it prior to 2016 or after 2016?
2016. I cannot remember. I honestly can't remember. I remember the experience.
Yeah, I can assume it was after his fight with KSI, because why else would he be in London?
That is true.
No, it might have been before the KSI fight. If you take out your phone, you'll find it, whatever the... Yeah, there you got it, right? It's on Twitter. Aston Villa meets Logan Paul.
I think he did go to London for the Prime, right?
I forgot when it was.
Yeah, but the Prime was recent.
I forgot what year it was.
But he goes to London for like...
But he's honestly, great, you know, I showed my students a clip the next day, I said, guys, look, do your homework, he's not listening to me, listen to Logan Paul.
I never knew that.
Do you find it?
Hotspot, it's not the best right now.
You can show it to your listeners when you
know what?
Put
don't
this
worry,
together.
I'm going to put this on the video, you can watch it right now. let's okay. But yeah, that's actually nice to see.
That's
nice.
Very cool.
That's cool. That's actually cool. I'm a huge Logan Paul fan,
this thing. Yeah, Logan Paul, okay, yeah. So, You can check it out.
That's actually sick. That's good. You also met someone else. Do you remember showing it to the class? You met someone. Who was it?
Jimmy Fallon.
Not Jimmy Fallon.
Colin.
You met Colin.
Yeah.
Colin O'Brien. Yes, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Colin O'Brien said, "Listen to your teacher."
Yeah.
Okay, he's a great person.
He looks tall in the video. He
Yeah, he. I tell you what happened. We were going to watch Matilda in London, my friends and I, and we were heading in, and there he was. And again, I said, listen, do you mind making a video? You know, don't do that thing, guys. Okay, where you go up the phone and you put a phone, you put a phone in their face. They don't appreciate it. Maybe
they're to me. I know I'm a big star, but like, I'm reluctant.
It's even happened to me. It happened to me in London. Okay, I got a phone in my face, and I was like, you know, you're on camera, so you have to be polite because you know you don't want to be rude because that person might genuinely like your music.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, so this is after 2016.
This is definitely after 2016.
I cannot remember.
We got it. Let's go. Let's watch. I never knew Logan Paul was like this type of guy, though. I thought he was going to be...
He was a very chill guy.
Actually.
He looks very chill. There it is.
Yeah, 2019.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys stay at school. Listen to your teacher. Seems like a good guy, good personality, great body. Just all around overall, 10 out of 10. Stay at school. Pay attention. Do your homework.
It's not just with.
What's up?
I would say with, like as you said, like having a camera in your face. I don't know the feeling, by the way. But having a camera, having a camera in your face. First of all, to me, I hate that. Personal space is important, no matter how popular you are.
Yeah.
And as you said, it just makes the person feel more appreciated when you just go up to them and ask politely.
Yeah. I had a separate, you know, on camera, you don't see the conversation. I said, look, you might have a video. I'm like, yeah, sure, let's go for it. He has back then, 2018?
2019. Yeah, he used to do daily vlogging.
He had a crew with him. He had about three people with him. He had a professional camera that was doing a camera. And he gave my phone to his cameraman. Okay, I said, don't drop it. Okay. And he found that clip that was his cameraman holding that video. And my friend, I won't lie, was kind of annoyed because he wanted a video with him, okay? No, I'll tell you what happened. The Conan clip happened first. My friend got very annoyed, okay? He said, ask my music up all the time with Conan. After he finished with me, he didn't check anyone's time. He wanted to watch Matilda. So when we saw Logan Paul, I said, listen, are you going to get offended? He said, no, go for it. I said, I'm going to go make a video with him. Are you okay? You don't want to get annoyed or anything.
It's Logan Paul, though.
It's Logan Paul. He said, yeah, go for it. I said, okay. I had his blessing, went out to Logan Paul, and I said, look, no. Can you give, and I always like to do that. I always like to give, if I see a celebrity, I might ask them to give a shout out to my music, okay? But more interestingly, I'll ask them to give advice to young people. Because young people are impressionable. They need encouragement and words of advice. You know, today I was talking with my students about Benjamin Zephaniah, who you might know from Peaky Blinders, for example.
Ooh.
You know, the priest?
Yeah.
Jeremiah is played by Benjamin Zephaniah. Benjamin Zephaniah is a very, very famous poet. He writes poetry, he writes books. He suffers from dyslexia, so when he was going to school, he never got the encouragement, you know, it wasn't understood that he had learning difficulty, and he was just told, oh, well, you can do sports or something, you know, not all of us can be, you know, rocket scientists. So he wasn't given the encouragement, so he encourages now his dyslexic readers to try hard, to keep at it, to seek help, okay, and to seek support from people. So Benjamin Zephaniah is a great spokesperson for dyslexia because he suffers from it himself. Point being, young people need encouragement, okay? People need examples, okay, to shake them out of apathy, okay? And sometimes words of encouragement can go a very long way for a young person, especially if it comes from a celebrity. You know, my words here, I don't equate to, for example, someone much more famous, but whoever it comes from, young people need encouragement, positive encouragement to do the good thing and to, you know, to even to compete in good. And I was having a conversation yesterday with my friend about competing in good and competing in bad, okay, and both are levels of competition, but one's unhealthy and one's quite healthy. So young people should be encouraged to compete, to try hard, to supersede each other in good, to supersede each other in, you know, in positive things. And, you know, like I said, words of encouragement can go a long way. So that's more than getting your listeners to listen to my music and to share the songs, which, you know, please do that. Please do. And don't forget to subscribe, okay? But all that aside, I want listeners to take away this idea of being daring, to try something, to compete in good, as I said. And because they are tomorrow's generation. You know, they are the ones that look after us, okay, when we're older. They'll be the ones that will be running the world of tomorrow. So we have to encourage them to make the world a better place.
True. Well said.
Yeah. That's Michael Jackson, that's not my quote. Okay.
Oh, okay. Alright. So my next question, because I wanna speed this up, but I wanna go to the discussion of it.
Sure.
I feel like it's gonna be a fun one. Because we have very good learning topics about FIFA and food. We've got a football fan here, so it's gonna be exciting. But alright, last question of the day is well, I was gonna ask you what is your aim, but you told your aim, which is to inspire the younger generation to create a better future. In summary.
Yeah, and as you said, you want to leave a legacy.
Yes.
Yeah. So I tried to do this for my teaching. And before my music, there were teaching videos. I'd go out to and make videos for young kids to have interactive lessons. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, there was no zombie movie that was made for kids, right? It's all 18 plus.
I don't remember you showing it to us.
Yeah, so I went out and I got a few actors who were actually in Shaun of the Dead. We got together, we made a kid-friendly movie where there's a zombie outbreak. It was
so funny.
One of the zombies really went for me, by the way, okay? And I halfway through the movie, okay, I turned to the camera and said, right, boys and girls, your task is to write this narrative. And kids loved it because they have something that actually relates to.
It was literally, it was like
interactive.
It's like seeing a teacher, but imagine on the TV with like action movie. It was he was a drama teacher for us, my class, he was a drama teacher. The fact that he used to teach us drama and theories of drama through videos by himself, though.
Yeah, there he is, okay? So before, that was because I wanted to leave a legacy in my teaching. Okay, and I feel I've left enough of a legacy for that. And now there's, as I said, don't try to do one thing, try to do many things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another message for young listeners. So I've done those teaching videos, okay? Then I started making music, okay? And I haven't left any of them behind. It's they're all in parallel, in tandem with each other. There's the music and then there's the game. My next project is I am working on... this is...
Special, okay? FXF, exclusive.
I'm trying to make a fictionalized novel. This will take some of this journey and put it into a narrative that people can read. Okay, yeah, because I always encourage reading. Okay, so if I will be writing a book about the journey. I'm still the titles are Road to Qatar. Okay,
the road.
Yeah, the road. No, it's all about the road.
So okay. Your journey or Qatar's journey?
It will be everything. It will try to take highlights. Okay, you know, a bit like Quentin Tarantino's. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he took different elements of actual historical events, formed them into a narrative. I want to try to do the same thing because there are many, many stories to be told. I have so many stories to tell, you know, and you can't tell all those stories through music. One of the things I did this summer is I sat with my mother and I asked her, tell me some of the, because I grew up listening to my mother's stories about her childhood. I thought, if I don't write these down, they're going to disappear. So I listened to her, I sat with, just like you're having a podcast, and I said, I'm recording this conversation, and I recorded and I let her speak. And I'm going to put those stories from my mother also into this novel, because there's history there. So that's my next project, okay? A book.
My pre-book, two copies.
Is that soon? Is that coming soon? Or?
I've got to write it first. Okay. I've only got chapter title so far.
Long way. That's the thing. Most of the people just don't start. That's the thing. We have ideas. You know, among like, so this is my speech for student council. We have school elections going on, so I have to prepare a speech. But one of the things I was gonna say in the speech was that an idea is great. Everyone can make ideas. It's cool. But then the main issue is the planning behind it.
Exactly.
Without planning or initiation, I can't speak today. Initiation, the idea is nothing. Ideas can be generated by anyone, but
that's true.
Someone needs to start it.
No, I'm actually the opposite of that.
Oh, really?
So, say for example, you write essays.
Mm.
You know how you're taught in classes that you should do your planning first and then write it up? I just plan as I go.
That's good.
I don't need the plan to tell me how to get started, which sometimes is good. Depends on the subject. But I just pick up as I go.
I do that for English.
The most important thing for me is just getting the first sentence.
Yeah,
and then I'm instantly motivated.
You have to start.
Yeah.
You know, that's the hardest thing. And I'm proud of you. Sometimes it's hard to...
We're good students.
It's hard to put pen to paper.
Yeah.
It's that anxiety. Mm. Like, oh, well, what if it's not the best thing that I write?
It's the word limit which scares most students. But I think if you just, contemplate, it's like compartmentalize them. Don't look at it as 4,000 words. Just look at it as, 1,000 words for 10 days.
Sometimes the plan is good.
Yeah.
It's good. Make the plan.
It depends on the person.
Honestly, execute the plan, throw the plan out the window. Yeah. Okay, then sometimes that's the process.
Huh?
Because sometimes
that's one of the reasons why I don't do a plan, because at the end of the day, it's not doing anything.
Sometimes you throw it out the window.
Yeah, that is true.
I used to do planning because I used to think it would be graded. And then I realized after one assignment it wasn't, I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I'm still getting below average grades, but I mean,
try planning something. You might surprise yourself.
I believe in you.
Just a spider diagram can go a very long way.
In that case, this was fun. Last question, just quick wrap it up. What is your aim? You've got 60k followers, and yeah, not everything is about followers and likes or views, but it's good to have a game. It's good to have something that you want to just reach. So it drives more, like what it's called, creativity drives.
So I have two, okay, in terms of social media, I'm trying to reach, and I'm not doing anything by the way, I'm just letting it do itself. It's quite great that TikTok, people re-upload this on TikTok. And every day I just check my YouTube and there's another 100 followers. So at 60k at the moment, I'm trying to reach 100k, and if I can get 100k and put that silver plate from YouTube behind me, that would be something else. Okay.
Just saying, we need 200 followers, that's it. I'm looking for 200 followers, please.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Just literally right there. I have this, okay, these are put together in preparation for. So I was actually meant to do a concert at the National Museum of Qatar just before COVID hit.
Oh,
just before COVID hit. Okay, but it was good because I was able to create more songs and get more exposure. My ultimate aim. A concert, sellout concert, okay. All the proceedings will go to charity.
I have a job.
This will always be my aim, and I will not take money from the tickets. I will give the proceedings where that could be much more beneficial. It's not my bank account. You're not going to do it, okay? So that's my sellout concert. Watch people attend. You know, I watch Michael Jackson concerts on YouTube, and you see fans go crazy for the song. It's amazing to see, okay? Sell out concert, money goes to charity, perform the songs and watch people
enjoying
and interacting with the song, you know?
But he has done the ministry version of it at Gems for Spring Fair, I remember.
Yes, I did. It was for the Spring Fair, right?
Spring Fair.
I performed my song there.
We went there, I'm so sorry, I know you can't. I'm going to tell you this
right. I'm listening. I'm actually listening.
So basically, there was a Spring Fair and I brought my parents. And they were, I was like, let me show you my drama teacher. I can't find him. Turns out he was in the States performing. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Everyone was supporting. Everyone was cheering. So
yeah.
That's enough for me to believe that once you do a concert,
it's a good plan. You're having fun at the same time doing something good.
Yeah. It's a good thing. Alright, so that's enough for questions. So let's go to discussion. You know, I want to call it the discussion street.
Discussion street?
Okay,
what's
stop.
That supposed to be?
I just felt like it sounds cool.
You coined a new term for your podcast, right? I like that.
Alright, let's do discussion street. What topics do you want to talk about? Because it's your platform, honestly, at this point. So, we have FIFA, which is really cool. We got the games, the process of creating the game. Do you have any ideas you want to discuss about? What do you think?
I'm open to anything. I want to hear what you want to hear.
What I want to talk about?
Yeah.
Well, I think the FIFA World Cup is an amazing opportunity for Qatar. You know, it really is. It's the first time that Qatar is going to be hosting the World Cup. It's the first time the World Cup is being held in this region.
Yeah.
Okay, and I went to the Emirates Cup matches. The way that they were organized, okay, it really was phenomenal. The way the fans were interacting, it was something else. And now for us to invite the rest of the world to Qatar, for them to see. As I said, part of my music and part of my game was to get Qatar out there, to get exposure for the country, right? Now people are going to be coming in, piling into Qatar to enjoy it. And I think that's great for Qatar because we're a very small state. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're a very small Arab state. But Qatar's small size doesn't mean anything, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a formidable, strong, okay, powerful state. It's a force to be reckoned with. Sorry. Okay, its geographical size, the size of its Qatari population, okay, compared to other countries, it's very small.
But
okay, small in terms of geography and physical size. But Qatar makes up for that. It's political strength, it's sports, okay. There's so many, I've been to so many sports, and I'm not a sports person. I've been to tennis here, okay. I started playing paddle because of Qatar, okay. I met Mohamed Sadoun, okay. What an amazing guy. What an amazing guy. Mm-hmm. There's a song I'll tell you about, which I haven't told you about, is I made a song celebrating Paddy and Qatar. Okay, it's based on Rasputin.
Paddling.
It's insane.
I think I've heard of it.
It's insane. It's not released anywhere. Muhammad Sadouni invited me to come into Paddling. Okay, he goes, the courts are all yours. Film whatever you want, just don't get in the way of a game. I was lucky, the Qatar national team for paddle were there. He goes, play with them, okay? Film them if you want. And I won't lie to you, they're very good. they're as good as I am bad, okay? And he was such an amazing guy. And he got paddled to Qatar, for example. Qatar has a huge focus on sports, and I love that. One of the reasons I could have made any kind of game. I could have made like a Pac-Man game, for example. It wouldn't have been hard. I wanted to make a game that celebrates one of the strengths of Qatar.
Football.
Football, sports, you know.
5-0 at
the World Cup. I cannot be more excited about the World Cup.
I was going to ask a question. Did you know that paddle existed anywhere outside of Qatar?
It's only Qatar.
Is it? No, it's not. No, because I the first time I heard of the sport was here.
Exactly.
I've never heard of
that's
it.
That's the thing. I was asking. Does it exist outside?
Yeah. It does. There's like a world championship thing going on.
Yeah.
How come I'm only still in Qatar? Like
it's grown here. But one of my friends, his name's Alvi, he's been playing paddle since he's 5 years old. He's from Spain. He's amazing. The technique that he has, it's like Brazilians play football. He grew up playing paddle. Okay, so it does exist in other parts of the world as well.
I don't want to be like called out, but like paddle is like badminton, right?
You see,
it's like a tennis with a glass board or really glass.
So yeah, what's the difference?
It's a combination of tennis and squash.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you can use the walls.
Yes. You can use the walls.
Oh, that's cool. That's actually cool.
Have you never played paddle before?
No. You play in fours. Okay, 2-on-2, and it's very intense.
It's a good workout.
One of my friends that, because it became so popular last year, for example, the paddle court's been booked out.
Mm-hmm.
It booked out until I booked the paddle court once, and I finally booked it. Got a session, 2:00, right? Went there at 2 p.m. I was right, I'm ready. I was in my gear. What they said? So your session's booked for 2 a.m. I said,
oh yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
things. 4 a.m. is the thing. I was like, that's insane. They said it gets booked up. Okay, my friend, he built his own paddle court. And he's had enough.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
He built his own paddle court, and it's a regular thing, by the way.
Yeah,
it's a regular thing in Qatar. So, yeah, no, I love the fact that sports has really taken off in this country.
Yeah, it's part of, I don't know if you know about this, there's a thing in Qatar called the 2030 Vision.
Mm.
So, yeah. It's basically they're trying to expand the sports industry in Qatar. So, you had the track and field event that happened a long time ago.
Yeah, track and field.
You had the Arab Cup. You have the World Cup, you have the Asian Games that's happening in 2030.
Yeah.
So this vision is really opening to the world.
I want Qatar to become, and it already is,
actually,
sports hub.
You know what? I want to come support your point. So I was going to Twitter. I'm not a big fan of Jake Paul, but I followed Logan Paul on Twitter.
Okay.
The thing was just Jake Paul's tweet came up. It was saying, so he mentioned three countries.
Okay.
Qatar, UAE, and Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
And what he said was, I'm going to quote him, Qatar, UAE, and Saudi Arabia are the next fight capitals of the world.
Wow.
And that's his fight. But also, I think it's just mentioning the whole sport. Like, the whole sport, like, the sports industry is going to be this Middle Eastern region.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is going to be the new Manhattan, the New York, the new event this year. I think this is going to be the new sports hub.
I really wouldn't be surprised.
You know what? I want to hear his opinion.
I don't know. I don't know if you call it of the world, the main sports of the world. I don't think so. It'll be big, yes. Like, you know how you have, like, now you have Brazil, you have Spain, all of those, like, the football hubs, England.
What is the hub right now?
I would say it's England. You have the Premier League, one of the biggest.
For sports?
No, for football. For sports?
For football, yeah, you can say England, yeah.
For sports? That's a really good question.
Come on,
I think you have to separate sports to different places.
Yeah.
So, boxing, you know. There's a history
in UK.
There's history for British boxers.
Mm-hmm.
Venue-wise, Las Vegas is very, very popular.
Yeah, that's true.
Venue-wise, okay. For football, one of the things I did is I made an upcoming song for the World Cup. Okay, which I'll release when it's 50 days to go. Okay, it's the first time mentioning it, by the way. And I was given permission to film in Wembley Stadium. Amazing stadium. I cannot tell you how amazing that stadium was. It was such a joy to have this, to be in the stadium filming the music video. No green screen. That's everything that you see in Wembley was in Wembley.
Have you watched the game, like a game before?
At Wembley?
Yeah.
No, I've seen, that's the strange thing. I've seen more matches in Qatar than I have in, and I'm British, you know, I could have went and seen Chelsea, Arsenal, Manchester United. Haven't seen any of them. I wasn't a big football fan until I came here.
I'm not gonna lie. So, I'm not a big fan of football. I don't know anyone. Like, and we just split this podcast. But anyways, the football players I know is like Neymar, there's Messi, there's Ronaldo.
So who do you support?
Okay, point is, what I was trying to say was, I'm just trying to showcase I'm really bad at football. But what I'm trying to say was, just like what you said, I can relate, because I don't watch any football matches. I don't watch anything related to football. Ever since coming here, I've actually been to a football event.
Yeah,
exactly. In the stadium.
Exactly.
And for some reason, the crowd here goes crazy. Especially the locals. I love it. I was sitting next to a local. They're so like passionate. They're so involved in it.
I lost my voice when
honestly,
one of the Qatar matches was so intense.
Very patriotic here.
Yeah. Emirates was
UAE versus Qatar 5-0.
I was there too. I ended up on Outcast TV because of that.
Actually,
yeah, I was there. I was on Outcast TV. I was standing there. Very annoyed, okay, just like that, okay, and I actually said to the commentator, but they didn't air that, I said that a penalty,
yeah. Did you support Emirates?
No, I support Qatar.
What's wrong?
Huh?
So you were annoyed with the penalty?
No, not the penalty, I was annoyed by the fact that Qatar lost, and...
Qatar won against UAE.
What was the one we lost recently?
We haven't lost in like a couple of years.
There was that match where extra time went on.
Is it Algeria?
Oh, Algeria.
That's the one. That's the one I had on the TV for.
That should not have happened. And Egypt. Qatar was Egypt. It was like.
Yeah, should not have happened. But yeah, like
you said. What are you talking?
No.
I'm sorry.
Both of us became interested in sports as a result of Qatar. Okay. One of my friends I've seen become a very, very good footballer. Okay. And I recently, as a gift, you know, my friend aspires to be the new Cristiano Ronaldo, and the story behind Cristiano Ronaldo the story behind Cristiano Ronaldo is that before he was number 7, what was the number?
49
was
he
was young.
28.
Okay, so I called my friend the new 28. Okay, and yesterday I had a top made which has number 28 and the name is the new PSG top.
Ooh.
Okay, so you know, a long time ago, would I have bought someone a football top? Nope.
Yep.
Okay. Because of Qatar, I became interested. I looked into the history of players now. And that's all because Qatar celebrates sports, celebrates football. And it's not just the World Cup. You know, it's way after as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very interesting, I think.
It's all the infrastructure, the parks, and the fact that you can book your own football courts.
Yeah.
That, for me, it was really... Like, obviously, when I lived back in the UAE, obviously that was there. But it's just that, for some reason, it's just more accessible, it's more easier, just more... I don't know, for some reason, when I go to the parks, I just want to play. There's an atmosphere that you see everyone playing. You just want to play.
Kids, children, adults.
Everyone plays. It's fun, honestly. It's amazing.
Everyone plays. People love, as you said, people love attending matches.
Yes.
Okay? People are now getting into the sport. People are actually, you know, taking football lessons. They're forming their own football teams. Okay, they're forming fantasy football teams. As I said to my friend, who's aspiring to be a football player now, and as I said, I call them the new 28, okay? And you never know, they may well be the new Cristiano Ronaldo, you just don't know.
So
the whole point is that this country encourages sports, you know, in all different ways,
mm-hmm.
you know, in all different ways, and that's, I can't think of another country that's done that in the way that Qatar's doing it in a very holistic
in the short time of period of time.
Yeah.
Also, just want to add to your point, what I just remember suddenly was when he said PSG.
Yeah.
Who owns PSG?
Qatar Airways.
Nasser Khalifi.
Isn't the hat right there?
And
there it is.
And it's actually related to the Amir Qatar. It's actually related to Sheikh Tamim.
Yeah. So I think PSG. So,
yeah.
And
Qatar Airways are the
Qatar
Airways loan.
And QNB.
PSG is a full Qatar sponsor.
in all ways.
Oh,
bro, actually.
Yeah, exactly. But I think, personally, I think the teams of Qatar, like you have a Rayyan and Sadr, they actually have opportunities. You join the academy and you go into the first team, which I think is easier than to other countries.
Yeah.
And joining one of the first teams, you build a small audience. You know, those people that attend matches. Obviously, it's not a big population. They use World Cup stadiums for the league matches, so it's like it looks empty. But there's actually people. Like I've seen since last year, I have not been to a league game. I recently went to two, and I'm impressed. There's more people coming and actually watching those league matches.
Yeah, there are, yeah.
And it's just, they're all young players. So it opens up so many opportunities.
And these teams also, they scout young players, okay? They give them scholarships and everything. And that's a great way of, as you said, attracting young people to partake in the sport in the hope that they're going to get scouted. Okay, one of my own students, when he got scouted now, when I came back to school this year, he's gone, he's been scouted now. So that really is, you know, dope, as your young people would say.
Dope.
Yeah, okay. And, it's important for the country to create opportunities.
And it's not even on young players. You see the profession, like legends, like Xavi, Nigel de Jong, they all come back.
Yeah.
They all come to Qatar to finish their career, I guess you can say.
Just saying, Nigel de Jong's son is my brother's best friend.
Didn't he leave?
He did.
Yeah, he Nigel de Jong, I think he plays in Saudi now, in Saudi Arabia.
No, he's still here.
Oh.
Saying, by the way, if you're wondering where is that voice coming from, it's my brother, he's the camera.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay, I just wanted to, James Rodriguez, he's a player for Al Rayyan.
Yeah.
Are you a big fan, are you like, not a big fan, are you interested in the league of like Qatari league football?
I am obliged to follow Garafa because one of my friends is from Garafa, so that's where my loyalty is like. And I live in Garafa for like 4 years as well. So Garafa is my OG team. That's it. I live in Al Sadd right now, but I support Garafa all the way.
100%. Have you heard that? Obviously, I'm assuming you know James Rodriguez.
I have heard the name.
Yeah. So okay, we don't need to know much. He used to play for Madrid and Everton and big teams. He joined last in 2021 to Al Rayyan with a 4-year contract, and just a couple of days ago he's saying he wants to leave. But of course he can't. He wants to go back to Spain, and now he's receiving many backlash on Twitter. And it's just, I think this is really, it really does affect the Qatar football industry.
Yeah, tell me about the next round after this discussion. What's next?
Oh yeah, you know what? We've reached the one hour mark. I'm not gonna lie. Let's go with the quick fire round.
Tell me, how does a quick fire round work?
Alright, just intercept real quick. This is a real World Cup trophy.
Actually?
Yeah, we stole this.
Yeah, this is a trophy, by the way.
Yeah.
The trophy that you see on camera is, if I just put this down. Okay, it's the actual trophy. It's on loan.
We took this from the French team. Yeah. There's a bit of an argument, but we promised them some things that are maybe not possible in the World Cup, so. Yeah, we're gonna have to find. Anyways, yeah.
Tell me about the fire round.
Alright, so the fire round is very simple. We're gonna ask you the very simple preference questions.
Okay.
So, you're content creator at the end of the day, right? So, what kind of things you prefer? What colors?
how long do I have to respond?
No, you have to. Don't worry. It's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not too like quick. It's
okay.
Really simple question.
Yeah, don't take your time. Like,
So it's quick fire round, but I have some time.
Yeah. You have time, but don't hesitate too much. You gotta discuss. Say what's in your mind. So, favorite color?
Red.
Nice.
Favorite football team?
Arsenal.
Favorite core brand?
Say again.
Favorite core brand. Favorite core brand.
Core brand? Oh, car brand, Aston Martin.
Oh,
he's a James Bond fan, sorry. Sorry, Bentley's. I'm loyal.
Sorry, it's that. Alright, so, content major, right? iPhone, Android.
iPhone.
MacBook.
But you know what? Fun fact, my Qatari friend bought me an iPhone as a birthday present. For 3 months, it sat on my table. I never used it. I was an Android person.
Mm.
And I thought, you know what, it's kind of, in Qatar always says it's 8 yani, someone giving you something and you haven't used it.
Mm.
So I sat down, watched a YouTube video on how to turn the iPhone on and put it into action, and I've never looked back. Now I'm waiting for the iPhone 14 to come out.
Yes sir, it's coming soon.
I'm just waiting for that to come out. So
sponsor us, please.
Yeah, the iPhone, I'm willing to give them one away. Good luck.
Also, by the way, all these are great. All these cameras are iPhones, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah. So, MacBook.
iPhone 100%.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Favorite musician.
Musician.
Right now. I know it's a hard question, but currently, what's your genre? Right,
can it be an old person or it can be someone?
Anything. New? Right now, what you listen to? So you open your phone. What's the first thing you listen to?
First thing I listen to right now is, I have a playlist, okay? But my OG go-to band, and I'm upset that I'm not going to be watching the concert now. It's happening in the UK, Backstreet Boys. And I Want It That Way is coming back as an audio on TikTok, by the way. People are using it all the time now. So yeah, Backstreet Boys. And of course, The Weeknd's up there. Drake's up there.
Obviously.
Okay, Drake, of course, you know. I do want to have a duet concert with Drake as well. That's up there on my to-do list.
Inshallah.
Yeah.
Oh, but that would be sick.
He did a duet with Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, sure.
He did. Just very, very recently, because I Want It That Way, I think, and he came on stage and did a segment of it. If I meet Drake and I spit some of my lyrics at him, I guarantee you he'll get in on it and he'll start singing. But every musician loves what? Music.
I'm not gonna lie, I'll hook you up.
Thank you.
Drake, your homie, what's up?
Yeah.
Come on, please.
Yeah, Drake, if you're listening to this podcast, okay, it's Aslam Ullah. Love to do a duet with you.
We can tag Drake, and clip that and tag Drake.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Alright, next question. You wanna go?
I'm so sorry for putting you on the spot.
Mac or Windows?
Huh? Mac or Windows?
Yeah.
Windows.
Ooh. I have to respect
call. Sorry, Mac.
I have to respect that, to be honest.
I just like the button in the corner. Okay. But iPhone 100%.
So, not that, you turn it off, bro.
Not that one.
No.
The iPhone in the corner.
Okay.
What?
Nice.
Oh!
That!
Yeah, I like to go to Questa and it brings up my menu of apps and...
That's true. Mac doesn't have that.
Mac doesn't have that.
That's true. Alright, what's the next question? No, I haven't done this in a long time, so it's kind of hard. Oh, actually, you know what? Favorite clothing brand?
Clothing brand?
I think...
Hugo Boss. I am the unofficial brand ambassador of Hugo Boss. Okay, I'm only wearing this because I'm also releasing very, very soon a line of merch. I'm trying to find out where to sell it.
It looks good though.
Thank you. So this is the merch. There's going to be hats, hoodies, and t-shirts. Okay? Because people like merch. Okay, so why not? So when I'm not wearing this, okay, my go-to brand is Hugo Boss.
Boss here,
and my sneakers are Boss as well.
We got the drip here.
Yeah.
All right. But I think that's it for the quick time round. It's very short, simple. That's it for the show. We're been talking for close to 1 hour 30 minutes.
Wow. Very fun.
That was
fun. It didn't feel like that either.
Didn't feel like that at all. It's a great pleasure to be in here and to meet both of you.
Honestly, thank you for coming. Oh my God, also, I want to say this. So these suits, they kind of remind me of, like, you know the scene where Iron Man sits down and there's like suits behind him? Like
Iron Man right now?
Yeah, like the Tony Stark, suits behind him.
Is this the one from The Greatest Show?
This is the one from The Greatest Show. That's right. There's a lot of costume over there. The pink jacket you can see over here was tailor-made by Suits and Boots. It's a company.
Shout out
to Suits and Boots. And there was no pink jacket. You can't buy a pink jacket in Qatar, especially. Yeah. So I had a tailor-made because, you know, for me, with the Uptown Funk, the pink jacket is iconic.
It looks good though.
You know, so that's stayed up there. And
what is it called?
The pink one?
I was gonna say Puss in Boots. What is it?
Suits and boots. that put that together. It was tailor made to my measurements. So, you know, it was amazing.
Oh, we gotta go there.
This was a shop in Doha. I can't remember what it was. I just remember seeing it and thinking, Weekend's gonna happen then. You know, the jacket made it happen. It was a jacket, then Bentley's. Okay, not the other way around. Okay.
It's all because of this jacket, guys.
The jacket was part of the plan.
Who
made that, by the way?
Because that's very nice.
ProArt.qa is a famous painter. He's on Instagram. And he was kind enough to put a painting together of me. That's me from a screenshot of Qatari Dude. I'll give you the link. I'm a Qatari dude.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Link in the description below.
Yeah, so you see the Qatari dude song and he took a screenshot of that and he painted that basically. And it was, you know, I very, very, very rarely wear Thob Gitra, but I had to wear Thob Gitra for that video, and that painting is actually quite
very
awesome.
It's very nice painting.
Thank you. So yeah, that's another, I forgot that was hanging up there actually. Yeah.
That's good. Also, just a quick shout out to your gaming console.
The gaming collection goes crazy.
I am a gamer.
Crazy. Actually, wait, you were a great... Oh my god, we were supposed to ask you this in a quick fire round. Which games do you play? Because I didn't know you were... I didn't expect you to be a gamer.
Currently, I'm playing Spider-Man PS5 Remastered. Okay.
I just finished Spider-Man.
It's amazing. Okay. No spoilers, huh?
No. Okay,
by the way, for your young listeners, I should say this. When I was about 17, I think, the Arkham games were coming out. And I really wanted them to be able to put the music. You know, in PlayStation 3, there's an option. If you press the home button, you can go to the music on your library and play it by playing the game. So, yeah, in PlayStation 3, there was a possibility of doing that. Now you can just link it to Apple Music. So anyway, I went down to the Arkham creators, they called Rocksteady, small little studio in London, knocked on the front door. Yeah, as I always said, always try. I said, hi, I have an appointment with Sefton Hill, the game's creator. I didn't have an appointment. Okay? He came down to tell me I didn't have an appointment. I said, yeah, look, before you kick me out, I want to show you something. He goes, all right, come in. I was a kid. So I put onto a CD a video of his recent trailer for Arkham Asylum. Okay, and I put the Dark Knight music on top, and he watched it. He was gone for 20 minutes, and I was really afraid that maybe I'd broken some copyright or something. Okay, and I was a kid. I was like, "Where's the exits?" Okay, he came back. He said, "Listen, the whole team watched that video. It was so cool how you added the music to our video." I said, "Do you think you'll allow players to press the home button and play the music?" He said, "We'll see." Game came out. Tried it. Didn't work. A few years later, Arkham City came out. And I forgot about that whole incident. I played in Arkham City. My brother said, try that thing with the home menu. Press the home menu. Went to music. Guess what? It worked. And I told him, I said, can you put the car in? The Batmobile. I'm a big Batman fan. He said, we can't. We're limited with the PS3, okay? There's so many things we can do with the PS3 hardware. When PS4 came out, Arkham Knight came out, they put the car in. And he said to me, something I'll tell you young listeners, he said, it's people like you that give us new ideas, okay? So put your ideas out there. You know, you have social media now to put ideas of the games that you want to create. You can put those ideas out there using social media. You know, and you never know, a game company may well just take up your idea.
All of this was because he wasn't afraid of the answer no.
Yeah. Exactly right. This is true. This is all true story, by the way.
Also because he said that he had an appointment.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Maybe. I thought.
Maybe don't lie, but just don't be scared of a no.
Just don't be scared of a no.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Thank you very much for your time, guys.
Yep.
Well, that was great. Honestly, by the way, this is his studio, not ours. And yeah, just saying. By the way, if you've been listening to us the whole time on Spotify, what are you doing? We're on YouTube.
Man, we're on YouTube, man. You got 360 faces on the camera right now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys, for your time.
No problem. Yeah. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, man.
It was amazing to hear all the things you said. Yeah, it was very interesting. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
And yeah, that's it. If you like this video, go hit the like button. Add us on Spotify. And yeah, good night.
Peace out.
Peace.